This is a Fox News alert. Control of Congress remains undecided on Lisa Brady. But one closely watched seat has just flipped in New York from blue to red. Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, who chairs the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, conceding defeat and focusing on the bigger picture for Democrats.
Now, we gave it our all. And we beat the spread.
Maloney's loss makes Republican Mike Lawler the congressman-elect.
This election was never about me. It was about the voters of my district and the future of their families.
But the concerns many Republicans focused on, including the economy and crime, weren't enough in the end to make a red wave. 218 House seats are needed for the majority. Republicans now have 202 in the Fox News projections, with some 60 or so House seats left in play. The Senate is tied at 48 seats apiece, with four races too close to call. Earlier, Republican Mehmet Oz conceding his Pennsylvania Senate race to Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. Dr. Oz, in a written statement, saying he wishes Fetterman the best, both personally and as a senator, and that the country needs everyone to put down their partisan swords and focus on getting the job done. Officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, just holding a briefing on mail-in ballots being processed by a bipartisan team after signatures are verified.
Different parties sitting across from each other, taking those ballots out of the green affidavit envelopes, making sure that the ballot isn't damaged, making sure that it's not torn, making sure that it doesn't have red ink on it, making sure that it doesn't have coffee on it, anything that would inhibit it from being tabulated.
Some 86,000 of those ballots now being added to the count, with Arizona's Senate and governor's race still too close to call. And county recorder Stephen Richer says they will now move on to some 50,000 more ballots dropped off on Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Only a handful of states don't have early voting, and Connecticut voters now have a chance to get off that list.
More than 42 million Americans by mid-afternoon Monday had already cast their ballots for Tuesday's midterm elections using the U.S. mail to send in their ballots or going to in-person early voting centers, that from the United States Election Project. Now voters in the Constitution state want that right as well. On Tuesday, giving the thumbs up to a ballot measure that gives the state's General Assembly the go-ahead to consider the legislation. Connecticut was one of four states in the U.S. without any form of early voting, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. People who back early voting say it's helpful for busy voters needing options when they can cast their ballots, but others question if it is worth the potential cost. CJ Papa, Fox News.
In Kentucky, voters rejecting a ballot measure aimed at denying any abortion protections in the state constitution, while in Michigan, voters said yes to amending the state constitution to protect abortion rights. A major retreat in Ukraine as Russia pulls out of the only regional capital it had captured.
Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, has ordered troops to retreat to the eastern bank of the Dnipro River, abandoning and surrendering the strategically important city of Kherson. He'd been told by his country's military commander in Ukraine that supplying the city is no longer possible and crossing the river would save Russian lives. It's all because of Ukraine's ongoing counteroffensive, which has gradually taken back large parts of occupied territory.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Russian forces reportedly destroying bridges to slow the Ukrainian advance and safeguard the retreat. Twitter now adding gray official labels to some high-profile accounts to indicate their authenticity, a part of Elon Musk's overhaul of the platform's verification system. They're already planning to offer subscriptions, including an existing blue check, though that's causing some concern about impersonations. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.